Sheni. Ulelevi Omar, and about Shevet Levi, Moshe said, Tumecho v'urecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Urim v'tumim, le'ish chasidecho, you dressed on the ones that were found to be a chasid before you. Asher nisisoi b'maso, you tested Klal Yisrael by not giving them water in Refidim. And Klal Yisrael failed the test and complained. And that is why the place was called Masa Umariva, a place of testing and fighting. However, Shevet Levi did not complain. Asher nisisoi b'maso, you tested Shevet Levi by the place called Masa Umariva, and they passed the test. Tirivehu Amei Meriva, you challenged Shevet Levi by the Mei Meriva, and Shevet Levi passed the test, and did not complain for water, like the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rashi's second shot in Tirivehu Amei Meriva is, Tirivehu, you came with a bilbul, a libel against Shevet Levi. If Moshe sinned by hitting the rock, and therefore did not merit to enter Eretz Yisrael, what were the averis of Aaron and Miriam, who also did not enter Eretz Yisrael? And this is a praise to Shevet Levi, that they are held to such a high standard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with them, kechut ha-sayra. And that is why Aaron and Miriam also did not enter Eretz Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with them, kechut ha-sayra, and the smallest avera that they did made them unworthy of entering Eretz Yisrael. And after Klal Yisrael worshipped the Egel, Moshe said, Mi la'Hashem elai, whoever is to Hashem should come to me. And the whole Shevet Levi gathered before Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe commanded them to kill the ones who worshipped the Egel. And Shevet Levi killed even their own relatives, even their mother's father, who was a Yisrael, even their half-brother, a brother whom they shared the same mother with, however they had different fathers, and he was a Yisrael, and even their grandchildren, their daughter's children, who were Yisraelim. Shevet Levi killed all of them. We cannot say that they actually killed their own relatives from Shevet Levi, because we know that the whole Shevet was kosher, none of them worshipped the Egel, so there was no need to kill anybody from Shevet Levi. Therefore, the Pasuk must be talking about relatives who were Yisraelim. And this is what the Pasuk means. Ha'omer, the ones who said, La'aviv uli'imoy, about his mother's father, Lo'i re'isiv, I did not see him. In other words, they acted like they did not see him. They acted as if he wasn't a relative and they killed him. Ve'es Echov and his brother from one mother. Le'hikir he did not recognize as a brother and he killed him too. Ve'es Banov and his children, referring to his daughter's children. Le'yoda he did not know them and he killed them too. Ki shamru imrasecha, because they watched your word. They watched the word that you said by Sinai. Le'yia l'cho elohim acherim, there shall not be to you any other gods. And therefore they punished the Oisei Egel. Uverisecha yinseru, and they kept your mitzvah of bris milah in the midbar. Even though Klal Yisrael did not do the mitzvah of milah in the midbar, as the Gemara in Yevamah says, Shelo nashva lohem ruach tzfoinis, since the northern wind did not blow in the midbar to hail them. The question is, if it was a sakana, how were the Levim able to place themselves in danger in order to be mal? Rav Steinman in Sefer Ayelas HaShachar says that it was not mamish a sakana to be mal. Just Klal Yisrael had a pitur, an exemption, because of the lack of Ruach Tzifonis. However, Shevet Levi had bitachin in Hashem, and were mal, and did not rely on the pitur. But according to the Sephorno, we cannot say this, because Sephorno says that many Levim died because of the Mila. According to Sephorno, we must understand how Shevet Levi were allowed to place themselves in Sakana to do the mitzvah of Mila. V'ayin in the Shailos Uchuvis Chasam Sefer, Chelik Arachayim Simon Reish Ches, who discusses this question. And since Shevet Levi did so much good, they did not complain for water like Klal Yisrael did, they killed the ones who worshipped the Egel, and they were mal in the Midbar, therefore they were Zoiche, Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov, to teach your laws to Yaakov, V'sayrosecha, and to teach your Torah LeYisrael to Klal Yisrael. And they will be Zoiche to do the Avodah, Yosimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, they will place the Ketoris before you, the Cholil, and bringing Karbonois Oilois, which are completely burnt, Al Mizbechecha, on your Mizbeah. Borech Hashem Cheloi, Hashem should bless his possessions, referring to the possessions of Shevet Levi, Ufayal Yodav Tirzeh, and the work of his hands you shall desire. The Karbonois that Shevet Levi are Makriv, you should desire. Mechatz Mosnayim Komov, which means Mechatz Komov, hit the ones who come up against Shevet Levi, Mosnayim, a makas Mosnayim, a maka to the loins. Umesanov, and the ones who hate Shevet Levi, you shall hit, min yukumun, from having a rising against them. And who are the ones who come up against Shevet Levi and the ones who hate and are enemies to Shevet Levi? Those are the ones who argue against the kahuna and say that the kahuna does not belong to Shevet Levi. They will be hit with a makas mosnayim. Zok Rashi inside Pasuk Ches, Ula Levi Omar, Va'al Levi Omar. This means, about Levi, Moshe said. Ula Levi Omar does not mean Moshe said to Levi, but rather about Levi. Tumecha v'urecha, your tumim and your urim. Klapi shechina hu medaber. Moshe was speaking toward the shechina. Your urim v'tumim means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your urim v'tumim. Va'ayin in the Shalach, who adds that Rashi is telling us an additional thing. Rashi is bothered. Why the Pasuk says Tumecha and then Urecha? The proper order should be Urim and then Tumim, since first the letters light up, Urim, and then Tumim, they are arranged to make complete words. Rashi answers that this is only Klapei Us, in respect to how we view it. However, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the words are already arranged, Tumim, and after that, he lights it up for Klal Yisrael to see, Urim. That's why Rashi says Klapei Shechinah Hu Medaber. Since the Pasuk is speaking to Hashem, it says Tumim before Urim. The Ayin in the Maharil Diskin, who also learns like this pshat. Zok Rashi asher nisisa b'masa, you tested Shevet Levi by Masa, shelo nisleinenu im shar hamalinim. They did not complain together with the other people that complained. Tiriveyu al Meimariva, Kitagum by Laitargum says, you challenged them by the Meimariva, and they passed the test by not complaining for water. Davar Acher, Rashi says another pshat, Tiriveyu al Meimariva, Nistakafta loy love ba'alilo. You came against Shevet Levi with a bilbul. You punished Aaron and Miriam even though they did not sin. In Moshe Omar Shimunah Hamarim, if Moshe was punished because he said Shimunah Hamarim, he came Lidei Kas and called Klal Yisrael Marim, rebellious ones. And because he was angry, he made a mistake and hit the rock. Aharon and Miriam Ma'osu. What did Aaron and Miriam do? And this is a praise for Shevet Levi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek with them kichut hasayra. Zok Rashi ha'omer la'aviv uli'imai la'ri'isiv, kishechatu be'egel, when Klal Yisrael sinned by the egel, ve'omarti, and I said, mi la'shem elai, whoever is to Hashem, come to me, nesvu elai kol b'nei Levi, the whole Shevet Levi gathered to me, v'tzivisim, and I commanded them, la'haroig es avi'imai, to kill even their mother's father, v'humi Yisrael, and he was a Yisrael, not a Levi, oyes echov, or to kill their brothers, me'imai from one mother, oyes ben bitoi, or to kill the son of their daughters, v'chein osu, and so they did. V'i'ef shalafarish aviv mamish, you cannot say when the Pasuk says la'aviv, means that they actually killed their fathers, v'echov me'aviv. And when the Pasuk says echov, it means they killed their brothers from one father, v'chein barov mamish. And to say barov means their actual children, this cannot be. Shaharei levi'im heim, because they are levi'im. A Levi's father, and a Levi's brother from one father, and a Levi's son, are all Levi'im. Umishevet Levi loichota echemehem. And from Shevet Levi, there was not one person who sinned. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, kol b'nei Levi. The whole Shevet Levi gathered before Moshe when Moshe said, mi la'shem elai. So we see that nobody from Shevet Levi sinned. And therefore, when the Pasuk says that they killed their relatives, it must be relatives that are Yisraelim, not Levi'im. Kishamru imrasecha, because they observed your word. Which word is it referring to? La'yilecha elehim acherim, it is referring to one of the Aseres HaDibrois, thou shalt not have any other gods. Uvarisecha yintzeru, bris mila, they watched your bris mila. She'oisem shenoldu ba'midbar, because the ones that were born in the midbar, shel Yisrael, from the rest of Klal Yisrael, le'molues b'nehem, they were not mal their children. Theheim, however, Shevet Levi, hoyumulim, they were gemalit, umolones b'nehem, and they also were mal their children. Yeru mishpatecha, ru'uyim elu l'kach, they are worthy for this, that they should teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, and to bring karbonis. Zok Rashi v'cholil is a karbon oila, because kolil means completely, and a karbon oila is completely burnt. Mechatz mosnayim komov, Zok Rashi, mechatz komov, Hashem should hit the ones who come up against Shevet Levi. Makas mosnayim, a maka to the loins. Ke'inyin shenema, like the Pasuk says, u'mosnayim tomid hamad, and always topple their loins. Va'al hama'urin ala kahuna amakein, and the Pasuk is referring to the ones who come against the kahuna, and say that the kahuna should not be by Shevet Levi. Dover Acher, Rashi says another pshat in Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Because according to the simple meaning, we explained it like Targum says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Hashem should bench the possessions of the Levi'im. But according to this pshat, Baruch Hashem Chelo means that Hashem should bless the army of Shevet Levi. Davar Acher, Rashi says another pshat, Ra'a Moshe saw she'asidim chashmanoi uvonov, that in the future the chashmanoim and their children, lihilochim im hayavonim, will wage war against the Greeks. V'spalal aleihem, and Moshe davened for them, l'fisha hayo muatim, because they were very few in number. Yud beis b'nei chashmanoi ve'elozar, the 12 children of chashmanoi and Elozar, keneged kama revovois, who were fighting against many tens of thousands. V'kach nema, that's why the pasuk says, borech Hashem cheloi, Hashem should bless the army of Shevet Levi, ufoyal yodov tirtze, and the work of his hand you shall desire. And you should hit the enemies a makas mosnayim, umisanov, and the ones who hate Shevet Levi, you should hit min yukumun, from having a rising. And Rashi tells us, mechatz komov umisanov. The word mechatz is going on komov and misanov. Komov, the ones who come up against Shevet Levi, umisanov, and the ones who hate Shevet Levi, you shall hit them, mihiyos lohem tekuma, from having a rising. Levinyamin Omar, about Binyamin, Moshe said, Yedid Hashem, the one who is beloved to Hashem, Yishkoin lovetach olov, Binyamin will dwell with security near Hashem. Choyfeif olov kol hayoim, Hashem will protect him for all days, forever, because once the Shechina rests in Yerushalayim, it will never move from there. Uvein kesef of shochein, and Hashem will rest between Binyamin's shoulders. Just like the shoulders are a very high point in the body, so too will Hashem rest at a very high point. The Beis HaMikdash will be placed at a very high part in Yerushalayim. However, it will not be placed at the highest point, because the pasuk does not say it will rest by the head, but rather a bit lower by the shoulders. And therefore the Beis HaMikdash was not placed by Ein Etam, which was the highest point in Yerushalayim, but rather 23 amos lower, which is alluded to by saying kesef of the shoulders and not the head. Zot Rashi leBinyamin Omar, about Binyamin, Moshe said, and Rashi is bothered why the bracha of Binyamin comes after the bracha of Levi. Zot Rashi lefishe birchas Levi ba'avoides hakarbonois, since the bracha of Levi had to do with the avoida of the karbonois, like the pasuk says, Yosimu ketara be'apecho, v'cholil amiz bechecho, v'shel Binyamin be'binyam beis hamikdash bechalkoi. And the bracha of Binyamin is that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in his portion, which is also similar to Karbonois. Samchan ze lo ze, that's why these two brachas were placed next to each other. V'samach Yosef acharov, and Yosef is placed afterwards. She'afu Mishkan Shiloi haya banu bechelkoi, because he was also involved with Karbonois, because the Mishkan Shiloi was built in his portion. She'nemar, like the pasuk says, Vayimas ba'oil Yosef, and he became disgusted with the tent of Yosef, referring to Mishkan Shiloi that was built in the chelik of Yosef. And Rashi is bothered, why does Binyamin come before Yosef if Yosef was older? And since the Beis HaMikdash is more precious than Shiloi, l'kach hikdim Binyamin liYosef. That is why Binyamin's bracha comes before Yosef. Zot Rashi choyfef olav, mechasa oisoi, it means that Hashem covers him, umegin olav, and protects him, kol hayoim, la'olam, forever. Mishenif choro Yushalayim, because once Yerushalayim was chosen, leisharsa shechina b'makom acher, the shechina did not dwell in any other place. Uvein kesef of shochein, and between his shoulders Hashem rested, begoiva arzoi, in the height of his land, hoya beis hamikdash banoi, the beis hamikdash was built. El shenamuch esrim u'sholish amma me'ein etam. However, the beis hamikdash was built 23 amas below ein etam, which was the highest place. V'sham hoya daita shel David levnoisot. David had intentions originally to build it over there, k'de'isa b'shchitas kachim, like the Gemara says in Zvachim. Amri, they said, nachti be'porta, let us make it a bit lower, mishum d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, uvein kesef of shachin, that Hashem will dwell between his shoulders. And since the head is higher than the shoulders, therefore we must make the Beis HaMikdash a bit lower than the head, in the area equal to the shoulders, 23 amos below ein etam. Shekein ein lecha nor b'shar yoyser mikesef of, because there is no better meat in the shar. The finest cuts of the shar is by the ksefa of the shoulders. So too, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the finest place in the world, should be equal to the height of the shoulders, a bit lower than the head, 23 amos below ein etam.